Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mike Bass, very much, and good afternoon to you all. Rainy afternoon. Oh, my goodness. This is money in the bank for the summertime. Look at it that way. Not exactly money in the bank for the nursery industry, but hopefully it'll keep things green and growing a little longer into the summer, and that'll extend their season. So, hey, I'm happy to have you listening this afternoon. If I can help you with a plant question, that's my goal. 888-787-KLIF. If you punch in that number, the voice you will hear is the voice you just heard. You'll think you're hearing voices. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones. He's recording all the intros and the outros and the rejoinders and all kinds of stuff. Well, not the rejoinders, but everything else. So give us a call, won't you please? We're live on a Saturday afternoon to talk about the plants at your place. Urban Horticulture, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. I've been doing commercial radio like this, where I have sponsors. When I worked for the Extension Service, I wasn't allowed to be on a sponsored radio program. They've come a long ways, thank heavens. But that was back in the 70s. In 1978, I began this kind of program, and I've been doing it ever since. And I love doing it, and I hope you'll call. Give me a chance to help you with your plant questions. The first frequency on which I ever broadcast on an ongoing basis was 570, and it was WFAA. 570 at that point, and that has since sold a couple of times, and here we are. We find ourselves back at KLIF now. So give me a call. Mike Bass and I will be tomorrow morning down the hall and up the floor, and that'll be at 820 WBAP, sister station. So you can call between 8 and 9 tomorrow as well. But anyway, I'd look forward to having a chance to help you with the plants at your place. I'll do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get on with the program. So one more time, that phone number, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. I'd like to introduce Greta. Greta is a delightful 5-year-old female German Shepherd mix, waiting to bring boundless love and loyalty into your life. At 55 pounds, Greta is a beautiful pup who embodies the perfect balance of grace and strength with her pointed stand-up ears that add to her regal charm. They stand up almost to the overpasses. Greta's sweet soul shines through in every interaction, although she may be initially shy. With patience and understanding, Greta blossoms into a devoted companion, eager to shower her family with affection. Her loving nature knows no bounds, making her an ideal addition to any household seeking a furry family member. She is a beautiful dog. She may need a bit of time to adjust to her new surroundings, but Greta's gentle spirit is worth the wait. Bring your family to meet her. And above all, Greta craves love and security, yearning for a forever family to call her own. By opening your heart and home to this endearing pup, you'll be rewarded with unwavering loyalty and companionship that lasts a lifetime. Don't miss the opportunity to welcome Greta into your life. Experience the joy of rescuing a furry friend. Like all pets from the SPCA of Texas, Greta has been spayed, microchipped, and is current on all her necessary vaccinations. She is waiting for her new forever family at the SPCA of Texas Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center, so you'll need to make an appointment to meet her. To do that, find her profile at spca.org/dogs, spca.org/dogs, and she is G-R-E-T-T-A, double T there, G-R-E-T-T-A. And then it's spca.org/dogs and Greta. Click on the Make an Appointment button, and Greta's team will take it from there. She doesn't. She's anxious to meet you. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. There's a spring fling happening at the SPCA of Texas throughout the month of April. All puppy adoptions are half price, and all adult dog and adult cat adoptions are only $25. This special is valid at both the Dallas and Ellis Animal Care Centers. Animals are available for adoption at both SPCA Dallas at 2400 Lone Star Drive and Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. That's Greta, the beautiful German Shepherd mix. Doesn't look like a lot of mix in the photo that I have. She looks like a beautiful German Shepherd, timid and sweet and wonderful. And that's our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week for this week. If you'd like to give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. Again, the toll-free number anywhere that you...
Hi, I'm JJ from Ace Hardware of Richardson at the corner of Coit and Beltline. When you need reliable, localized help and those great Weber grill products, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
I believe we are live on the air, and I got to tell you, I'm broadcasting not at the studio, but actually at home, as I have for a long time, and a lightning strike knocked us off. The internet connection is still strong, but the phone connection dropped, and so doing it on the cell phone, old style, so forgive me for that, and we lost it, but let me do it on the phone, and we'll just go from there. Let me also, let me cancel something out here just a second. Let me also give you the phone number again. Ella, stay with me in Brenham, and I'll get to you in just a moment. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-9222.
5543, and we will stay on the line the rest of this hour, and we'll just do it this way. I know we're safe that way. Having lightning in the immediate neighborhood of our home. Whiskey Stone, I started to tell you about them. I'm determined I'm going to tell you about them. You're going to have to listen. 1983 is when they founded. Mike and Derek Wisnand have been good friends of mine and of the nursery industry ever since. The second and third generation in this business. Mike's dad started it. They have 22 acres of the most glorious stone you have ever seen anywhere in the state of Texas. And whether you're doing retaining walls or whether you're trying to do a patio or a walkway, whether you're trying to do pool decking, maybe you need a fountain or maybe just decorative boulders or river rock or decorative gravel. They have everything you could possibly want. I would suggest that you take measurements of the area where you want to do whatever the project is, very careful measurements and good photographs. Print them on good quality paper. Regular size. Don't take some low resolution image out and show it on a phone. Take a really good image and measurements and take photos, examples of other landscapes that you like, things that others have done, and they'll help match you up with the right stone for those jobs. And then you say, well, I don't know how to build that fountain or I don't know how to build that retaining wall. They have daily contact with the finest landscape contractors who do that kind of work every day of the week. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and it's a great time to go to WhizQ Stone. Let me give you the contact information. 4501 East Loop 820 South, Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. And that's in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822. The website, oh, it's a great website, whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. And I think you've already heard the rejoinder, so I won't go that way. We'll go directly to our phone line. This will be to Ella in Brenham. Let me give that phone number one more time, Ella. It's 888-787-KLIF. Really could use some calls right now because of all the disruption. I've lost my callers and would love to hear from you. 888-787-5543. Ella, how can I help you this afternoon?
Well, I've had bluebonnets in my front yard for years on in Washington County. And this year, and I've always left them go into seed before I mowed. So this year, the weeds are just, are really high and tall, rather. And I was wondering, I have to get up close to see, they're still in bloom, and so are the Indian paintbrushes. So my question to you, when can I apply or spread or get put some weed killer on those patches of bluebonnets and Indian paintbrushes without losing them for next year? And is it too late to do it now? They're still in seed. Bottom part of the bluebonnet is seed, and the top is still blue, but only because I guess they're in those weeds.
Okay. Well, the secret with the seeds on bluebonnets is you have to wait until the pods rattle, and you're not there yet. You're not even close to there yet.
No.
So you can't be killing you don't want to spray anything right now, because it would kill your bluebonnets before the seeds can ripen. I have a couple of questions I want to ask you before I go on with my answer, but I'll just go into the questions. Number one, are these weeds types of weeds that you've had before? They're just more vigorous this year than other years?
I'm sure it's the same kind. I don't recall. I didn't take a picture, but I'm sure it is. I've been here. Well, Mom and Daddy lived here, and then I inherited the house in 1952. And there was a garden there, and it was a very fertile garden. And we got bluebonnet. And then so the weeds, I'm sure it's the same weeds. They're just much taller because we've gotten some rain here, 2 inches like last week or so, and periodically have gotten rain. And I guess that's what's extending the weeds to grow taller this year.
Right, and that's always going to be a problem with bluebonnets out in the wild. And you'll hear people talk about, is this going to be a good year for bluebonnets? And you'll hear it said that, no, it was too dry in the fall. They didn't get established well. Or you'll hear people say, no, it's been raining too much this spring. The weeds are going to outgrow the plants, and you won't be able to see the flowers. And that's kind of where you are now. And so as a result, what you're seeing is an occasional occurrence in nature. It happens where we get a lot of rain in the spring and the weeds come along faster than the bluebonnets can. If you did nothing, chances are quite good that another year you'd have a beautiful display of bluebonnets and the weeds would go back to being what they normally have been and you wouldn't notice them. But I'm like you are. I don't think I could stand to just let the weeds stay there. You dare not spray because you will kill the bluebonnets, and I'm even more worried about the Indian paintbrushes because they're even harder to get started. I think what I would try to do is if you can get out there with a line trimmer and cut the seeds off the weeds before they get mature, while they're still green, and keep them headed back so that you don't have a big seed crop on the weeds, that would be a start. Otherwise, there's not much you can do other than spot treating. Now, you can go out with a weed killer and a tank sprayer and put it directly onto big, boisterous weeds that are particularly obnoxious and kill them. And that would be a possibility if you have some areas where you have 90% weeds and very few bluebonnets, and that would be a way to get the population down a good bit. But there's no magic product that will kill weeds and not kill the bluebonnets.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know what time, should I let them go and feed, popping out of the hole. Yeah. And then of course I'll have that mowed too, then when they go in.
You have to wait. And the jeopardy you have there is that the weeds are also going to seed. And so you're going to have that problem. You, as much as you can, get as much of that weed seed out of there and off there as you can. Now, another thing that happens is that bluebonnet seeds are very hard-coated, as you well know, and they do not all germinate in 1 year. You'll have seeds from bluebonnets that will last, that will stick around for several years and that will germinate 3 or 4 years from now. And so I'll give you a good example. I was watching the Weather Channel yesterday, and they've had a lot of rain in Death Valley this year, and they have an abundance of wildflowers, one particular type, in Death Valley, blooming in Death Valley right now. And they haven't bloomed there since 2016. So there are 8 years with no flowers, and those seeds have just sat there and waited their turn. At 130 degrees, they just waited and waited and waited. Well, your bluebonnets, to some degree, can do the same thing. I'm not as well versed on Indian paintbrushes because they have a mycorrhizal in the soil obligation also, and they're a little more touchy. But the bluebonnets will be there, and but good luck. It's going to be a bit of a dogfight to get the weeds out of there. But you're on the right track. Thanks for waiting on me. I'm sorry for all the confusion there. Have a great day. Appreciate it. All right, Amy in East Dallas, I'll come to you in just a moment. Stay with me, please. Let me get a break in here. And we have a line open now if you'd like to call. This is the perfect time. It's 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and it's only $34.95. The jacket price on it is $38.95. That was established when I did the sixth printing of the book, and that was based on the markup that you normally would do for a book based on the cost that that you incur when you print it. This is self-published. After four other books that I did where I just wasn't satisfied with what publishers did to my book after I turned in the manuscript, I decided I'm going to hire Carolyn Skye as my editor and Cindy Smith as my graphic designer, because I knew both of these ladies, and I knew they would steer me right and help me make a wonderful book that I'd be proud to say is the best work of my career. And that's what we have with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And $38.95 was the price, but I've left it at $34.95, and I intend to do that. This is the sixth printing, and it will be the last printing. I'm not going to do any more, so you need not, don't delay. Get it while you still have the chance. It has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page chapter, 4 pages per month. It's a calendar telling you what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and protected, what you need to spray in that month in your landscape and garden, 4 pages per month. It's written for every county in the state of Texas. Chapters 3 through 11 are detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I worked a year to do this book, and you get a whole year of my work for $34.95. Just ask me. I think that's a pretty good bargain for you. The book was printed in Texas. It's a hardback. It was printed on high-quality paper in San Antonio and bound at Universal Bookbindery in San Antonio. It is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. You get it only by calling my office Monday through Friday business hours at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The other way is to go to my website right now, anytime. That's neilsperry.com. You can learn more about the book by going to the website, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but if you do, you will be so glad they're available. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Give them a call for that free home inspection. 214-333-0003. They are the best. I know from firsthand experience. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your whole garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes your health should be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have the care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful, something tasty. Download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health. That's the app name. Download it. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. They're fabulous. MyBSW Health. Download the app today from Baylor Scott & White Health.
I'm Rachel from Main Street Ace Hardware Ennis. When you need reliable, localized help for all those great products, come see us. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to you, Neil.
Thank you, Rachel. And that's where they're having the big Bluebonnet Festival this weekend. I hope they get it in. Yet today, and the weather tomorrow should be a lot better, so hopefully that'll work out well for them. Let's go to Amy in East Dallas. Amy, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hi, Neil. Well, first of all, my mom loves her book. I got it for her for Christmas, your book, sure. And it's a gardening gospel. So,
good,
all right.
Good.
Yes. All right. I moved into a new place in January, and so these past 4 months have brought some surprises in the backyard as things have started waking up. So there's a very shady corner, no grass grows, so I put in a flower bed with some hostas and impatiens a few weeks ago. And then about a week after I put everything in, I discovered that the tree that overhangs part of that flower bed is a mulberry tree. And there's a lot of mulberries now falling everywhere. So my question is, are all those berries going to compromise the flower bed as far as either the mulch or the soil or the flowers? And what should I be aware of? And is that going to be a problem?
With no sarcasm, I'll bypass it this time. They won't hurt anything. They will they will add organic matter back in, and there will be an aroma to them for a few days. They will germinate, and you'll have 10 million mulberry seedlings. And the birds can make a mess when they eat them. You probably already are observing that, or soon will.
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah, but they're not going to hurt anything on the ground, and so I wouldn't worry about it from that standpoint. It is such a shame that mulberries are so messy and do so much repopulating, because it's a pretty tree and it doesn't have a whole lot of problems. But they are not trees that we want to have around, and now the whole neighborhood's going to have them around.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up with one in my backyard, so.
Oh, I love it. It's a beautiful tree. It's just, I don't know my trees that well, so I didn't realize until there were berries everywhere all over it. So if I just let them lay there in the flower bed and they're going to decompose and get eaten, it's not going to hurt anything in the bed itself.
If they're going to be eaten, they'll be eaten off the tree. They're not going to be eaten off the ground, I don't think. And some of them will decompose, and some of them, like the first 4 million, will germinate. There's the sarcasm. I just couldn't help myself. Yeah. I couldn't. There'll be a lot of them coming up. You need to learn what a young mulberry seedling looks like, because it doesn't look like the mama tree. It will look very much like a maple leaf. If you stick your hand out with all the fingers fully extended straight out, that's what a mulberry seedling will look like. The leaves are very divided, very cut. And you need to recognize them, because you don't want to let those develop.
Yeah. Okay. So just start pulling those out as I see them.
Right. Or hoe them off. They won't come back.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. That opens that line. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. And that number is 888. That means it's toll-free, 787-KLIF. Guess what? That's the station you're listening to. 888-787-5543. Callaway's Nursery. What a beautiful place. Bunch of places. They are your local source for achieving that green and lush lawn that you've always dreamed of. Palmetto St. Augustine grass, a favorite in our area, for the dark green, wide blades that form a carpet under your feet. Purchase 18-count trays from Callaway's Nursery to fill in areas of your landscape. Simply plant the plugs, fertilize, and watch them spread. Certified experts at all of their DFW locations know that now is the time to fertilize. For new lawns, which includes your new Palmetto St. Augustine grass plugs, they recommend Callaway's Premium Lawn Food. That's a great fertilizer. It's formulated from the correct ratio of primary essential nutrients for Texas lawns. For established lawns that have been fed more than 3 times, Callaway's Premium Lawn Food is phosphorus-free. It's the way to go. It has a triple source of nitrogen, as well as extra iron, sulfur, and other trace elements. Both lawn fertilizers include AquaTurf, which allows water to absorb into the soil more evenly. New or established, Callaway's Nursery has the right lawn fertilizer for you. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. That's Callaway's Nursery. You'll find Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals all over the place. At Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News, it's playoff time in DFW. The Mavs will have one game in the books, and the Stars take the ice in their opening series at 5:17. We'll get you up to date. And at 7:40, we speak with the experts about the implications of retaliation in the Middle East. I'm Clayton Neville with Laura Sadler, and we've got the news and information to start your day. It's all on Monday's edition of DFW's Morning News, 5 until 9, on News and Information, 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM HD2.
When I have a tree question or a tree problem, the company I call and get the help from, terrible grammar, is Arborological Services. They are the only people who will ever touch our trees. This is the time of year that you need them. This is the time of year that your trees are counting on their help. Your trees represent a huge part of your investment in your property. And spring is the time you can take advantage of the professional service from Arborological Services. You can have your trees fertilized properly now. You can have them inspected by their experts for any kind of issues that might be starting to show up. If you have limbs that are weakened for any reason, maybe from cold damage or ice damage or wind damage, you don't want those coming down on your house, and they'll recognize early symptoms of problems. They know how to protect your trees, how to help your trees stay healthy and vigorous. I was talking to owner and founder Steve Hauser via text messages back and forth yesterday about a particular tree problem that I've heard about. And the next thing I knew, he had pulled some of his professional leaders on his team. And it's just amazing the level of professionalism they have at Arborological Services. They are the best in the business anywhere. Spring is the best time to get them on your job, on your trees, taking care of your trees. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. They know how to read trees, and spring is the best time because trees are waking up or they're snoozing in. And if they're not doing well, they can tell now better than any other time. 866-552-7267 on the web, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. Plan your color carefully. While we all want colorful flowering gardens on our estates, wise plant people place their color beds very carefully so they'll get maximum impact from minimum size and time. Choose plants that are colorful for the longest possible time. Annuals, for example, will give you 4 or 5 months of color. Perennials that only have to be dug and replanted every 2 or 4 years may only bloom for a few weeks. Advantage, surprisingly, goes to the annuals. Most flowering shrubs only bloom a couple of weeks. Labor-conscious gardeners choose shrubs that look great 52 weeks a year, whether they bloom or not. Do all your gardening with an eye toward the time you'll spend in routine, uninteresting chores. That will leave you with more time for the enjoyable parts like planting more flowers or picking those great tomatoes. For weekly gardening tips, sign up for my free eGardens newsletter. All the details and a current example are at neilsperry.com.
Thank you, sir. Let me, and one of the advertisers in eGardens is Wild Birds Unlimited. Let me just invite you to get by Wild Birds Unlimited before 5 today. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. Talking about the McKinney store. That's the one you want to go to. That's the one that's been selected as Wild Birds Unlimited Store of the Year a couple of times in the last several years. And they're at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard in McKinney, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south of the Tom's Thumb store there at Hardin and El Dorado. Please go in, take a look around. You will say, oh my goodness, this is a hidden gem, a jewel. And, you know, when you drive by there and you see that sign that says Wild Birds Unlimited, I hope you'll remember that I was bragging about them because they are so spectacular. If you want to get some nest boxes, Pastor Tommy Brummett and I will be talking about nesting of birds in just a few minutes. He's an avid birder, and we're going to talk about nesting and how you can put up nest boxes. Well, they have them. They sell them, and they'll show them to you. They also have nesting feeds, seeds and cylinders for your songbirds and other birds. They also have all the other kinds of seeds that you might possibly want. And they have garden decor for your birds, and they have things to put in the bird bath to keep mosquitoes out. And all goodness, it just goes on and on and on. It's one of my favorite places to shop. Wild Birds Unlimited. They know birds, and they will know you after you've been in there a couple of times. They're outgoing and friendly and knowledgeable and cheerful. It's a great place to shop. Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard in McKinney, the McKinney store, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
We're always with you. Just download and listen to the KLIF app on your phone. This is Real News and Information 570, KLIF, KLIF.com.
And finally, Advanced Foundation Repair. You say, well, Neil, it's raining cats and dogs out there. why would I need a foundation repair company today? I'm just going to wait till summer and see if the problems are still there. Well, let me tell you, if you had problems last summer, my friend, you have problems this spring. Rain or shine, you have problems this spring. Advanced Foundation Repair can determine the magnitude of those problems, where they are, what they are, and how serious they are. And they can also tell you what it would cost to get them repaired. They know how to do this. When Fred Marshall called me 27 years ago and said, Neil, we'd like to talk to you about doing ads for us. I said, Fred, I don't know your industry. I'm so grateful for your interest in my program. And this is a gigantic tentative yes. Let me talk to some of your people for whom you've done work. And if that all works out well, then I am all in. And so I talked to 15 of the people whose foundations had been repaired. They were so excited, so grateful for the work, grateful for the lower cost than other companies had proposed, grateful for the attitude of the people who came to work, grateful for how quickly they got the job done and how carefully they did their work and how well they cleaned up after they were finished. Everything was a check, 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 just the high marks. And even one person in the industry, not a competitor, but in the commercial industry, said, this company is good as gold, you bet. And so it's been that way ever since. 27 years I've told you about them. Advanced Foundation Repair, and I'm a happy customer as well, two times, once at my home and once at an old historic building. So I am here to recommend them to you most highly. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. Foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Adil from Plano Ace Hardware. We're your source of those great garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Adil, very, very much. A reminder that Mike Bass and I will be headed over to WBAP tomorrow morning from 8 until 9. Mike will be running the boards and answering the phones for me there. So I hope you'll tune in. That's 8:20 on the dial. Hope you'll tune in there. And let me have a chance to help you with your garden questions there on a Sunday morning, every Sunday morning for that matter. I am getting a lot of questions about take-all root rot of St. Augustine that's not greening up properly. And I heard a friend of mine in the industry talking about St. Augustine having been killed by the cold, and I looked at the photo, and he was looking at a lawn that had take-all root rot, not cold damage. And so I want to tell you that if you have a lawn that has a mix of dark green and light green grass, the grass just is not greening up uniformly like you want it to, on some of those areas that are yellowish, very carefully pull up a runner. Just even if you have to take a trowel and push under it and loosen it and pull it up so you don't break all the roots off, I want you to look at the root system. And if it is very short and very brittle, dark, black, and brittle as if it's dead, take all root rot. Those roots are gone. And that's there are ways you can look even more closely with a hand lens or a magnifying glass and see the fungal spores or fungal mats and or whatever you call them. I'm not a mycologist, but anyway, that's take all root rot, and it is epidemic across Texas in acidic soils and alkaline soils. It is less a problem in acidic soils. It is very important that we keep an acidic layer on top of the ground, and that's why the peat moss worked for a long time and still does. A bale of peat moss for every 1,000 square feet. That's a 3.8 cubic foot bale of peat moss. But I have some mixed misgivings about recommending that much peat moss over a gigantic area the size of Dallas-Fort Worth. So the other thing you can do is solve some of the other problems. that take all root rot brings comes from. If you have waterlogged soil, poorly drained areas, if you have a lawn that is challenged because it wasn't tended well last year, it suffers pedestrian traffic problems, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all ways that you can get take-all root rot started. And it's hard to get it out of the soil. It's easier to keep it out than it is to get it out. University of Florida has a really good fact sheet. A week ago, 10 days ago, my eGardens, I wrote I put a lot of links in it. That made it lengthy. A story on take-all root rot and referred folks to readers to four or five university publications on take-all root rot. You might want to look at that. The fungicide azoxystrobin, A-Z-O-X-Y-S-T-R-O-B-I-N, it's in Scott's Disease X. That one will repress the disease and kill it if you put it out early. At this point, when the disease is rampant, it will help, but it's not as beneficial as it is earlier in the season, according to Florida, University of Florida. Anyway, that's it on take-all root rot, but it's an early spring problem in late March, April, and early May. And that's what you're seeing. So, anyway, I want to take my last break, and we'll get to a special feature that we have each week. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and it's available to you at $34.95. And that is a very special price for you. Book jacket price is $38.95. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper, printed in Texas, 344 pages, 840 photographs, 840 photographs. It covers every aspect of outdoor lawns, landscapes, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening for every county in Texas. So if you want to give it as a gift, it makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. You don't have to worry about, will it apply to Brenham, Texas? Yes. Will it apply to Alpine, Texas? Yes. It applies everywhere, and certainly Dallas-Fort Worth, even southern Oklahoma. Now, Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I worked more than a month on some of those chapters, and at least a month on all of those chapters. And so you're getting a whole year of my work time for $34.95. And I'll guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny you spend. So you can't see it before you buy it unless you have a friend who has it. So for that reason, you're buying a pig in a poke, you might say. And so I have to guarantee your satisfaction. 87,000 copies sold, and nobody has asked for a refund. And so I think you'll probably like the book. There are two ways you can buy it. It's not in stores and not on Amazon. It's available from my office and my website. The office phone number, working days, business days, that is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. And my website, that's the better way to order it, is neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L. SPERRY.com. Book is in its sixth printing. This will be the last printing. I'm not going to do another one. So don't delay. Order now at neilsperry.com.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security, helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services. We light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. You already knew that. I'm preaching to the choir on this one. My program is sponsored by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer dealers. There are 40 of them that go together to sponsor this program and the one over on sister station WBAP. Local experts who know local conditions, local products, what works, what doesn't work. They sell you what works. How nice. The local dealers have a North Texas Ace retailer a special going on right now, Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil. 1 cubic foot bags, 2 for $10. You must buy 2. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil All-Purpose delivers bigger, more beautiful plants, vegetables, fruit, and flowers versus unfed plants. Because when it comes to your garden, only the best will do. From front yard landscaping to backyard gardens, this complete in-ground soil is perfect for all your outdoor in-ground gardening needs. The soil is fortified with continuous-release plant food. It feeds for up to 3 months, so your plants will have the foundation they need to thrive. It also improves existing flower bed soil and builds strong roots, so your annuals and perennials will flourish below ground as much as they do above. Again, that's Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil, 1 cubic foot bags, 2 for $10. You must buy 2. At Ace Stores, parts of our neighborhoods, local experts with trusted advice you can rely on. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Mark from Benbrook Ace Hardware. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
All right, Mark, thank you very, very much. And we are joined right now by my pastor, Pastor Tommy Brummett of the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. Tommy, how are you?
Wet today, Neil.
Can you imagine people with Downtown in Bloom from last week, the art festival, are happy they chose last week and not this week?
Oh, that is so true, so true. I was at the church. We have our women's mission a luncheon today. I had a baptism scheduled, and there were a lot of wet people walking into the church.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What is in store for folks at church tomorrow?
So, Neil, we're talking about the post-resurrection appearances. Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection and teaches them what it means to be the church, to be his disciples in the world. So we've been talking about that ever since Easter. And we're gonna be talking about a story in the Gospel of John and remembering that Jesus is with us and who he calls us to be. So it's going to be a great Sunday. I have baptism scheduled in every worship service tomorrow, Neil. It's going to be big.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, you may have three Sperrys coming tomorrow. We have Joseph this weekend. We have a percussion concert tonight, Tommy. I'm not sure what condition I'm going to be in after that. But Joseph will be playing the xylophone and the bells. He's got a dual solo, so we'll be bringing him. We're gonna hope.
Oh,
anyway,
wonderful. Yes.
Let's tell folks where this is. This is the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. I don't know how many churches were on Church Street originally, but we're still there. We stayed. Everybody else moved around, but we stayed. And it's a beautiful old church at 315 North Church Street. It's a gorgeous church, historic church, and we hope you'll come join us 8, 9, 10:05 or 11:10, and the rain's going to shut off just in time for us to have a church service, isn't it, Tommy? Don't you promise?
It is. I think it's just going to be fine. And you can live stream with us that 10:05 service at sharingtheheart.org. We'd love for you to join us.
That's great. I noticed in the Echo, the church newsletter this week, that there's just all kinds of information on summer things and camps and vacation Bible school and all kinds of things. A very active youth program in our church and lots of things going on. And if you have four baptisms in the church, that's great. One at each service. I love that. So tell us about birds and nesting. This is the time of year that they're building their nests and having their babies.
It is. I've found three different nests on my property. I think I found a dove's nest, a cardinal nest, and one that I haven't quite figured out yet. But yeah, it's a great time to put out your bird food. You can get seed with high protein and the things that birds need to build nests and to lay eggs. Wild birds can help you do that. But right now is a great time to start getting your bird feeders out and make sure there's water and some shelter. Watch the birds. It's a beautiful time, springtime in Texas.
It is wonderful when they have their babies and they're teaching them to fly and to get around. And there's just a lot to learn from nature. And it's going on whether we're paying attention to it or not. And that's when you realize, oh, my gosh, this has been going on all my life and I wasn't even watching.
Isn't that true?
That's why we enjoy nature. Yeah. The nest boxes. Do you have any nest boxes for birds or do you just let them do their thing?
I do. People bring me nest boxes. And I'll put them out. But most of our nests right now are just in the bushes, in the landscape that we have, and that's just fine. But yeah, nest boxes work; they're fine to put out. Mm-hmm.
The birds seem to have figured it out a little before we came with our boxes.
Yeah, they were doing
like a few millennia before. All right. Folks, come enjoy us at First United Methodist Church. We'd love to have you join us. It's a wonderful experience. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you very much. See you tomorrow.
Bless you, Neil.
Tommy Brummett. Thank you. Folks, thanks for listening to Mike Bass. Great job. Sorry for the phone connection this week, folks. We got knocked off by lightning about 45 minutes ago. We had to go to cell phone. When all else fails, go to cell phone. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on WBAP. This is Neil Sperry with you. Until then, happy gardening.